We're keeping it local. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And we're coming up on 12:09 here on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Corey Hargith here with you in studios, or I've been calling it all day today, a Tuesday that feels like a Monday that's just going to mess with me for the rest of the week. How about that one? But joining me in studio here, since it is the beginning of a new month, we've got our friends in the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce, Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Corey. How
Corey,
are
you? Corey, good to see
you. You know, we're maybe a little off our game here because the last time we talked, we were out on the golf course.
That's true. 10th tee box in the Owatonna Country Club.
Yeah. Yes. And that ended up being a fantastic day, let's be honest.
And remember, Santa was there.
Yes.
As I point at Brad Meyer, had the white beard on, was really rocking the look.
And then he started awesome. Overheating and, yeah. You know, had to get rid of it. So
it's like a distant memory, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right? It's hard to believe that was a month ago already that we're doing
yes.
that.
But yes.
So we've got a full house here today.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just going to get right down to business, talk about a few things happening with the chamber here. First and foremost, we have our final Downtown Thursday for the year coming up on Thursday of this week.
And I was just informed that you will be there.
Yes.
That's exciting news.
We just determined that about
all
5 hours ago.
Yeah.
So there you
Perfect.
Go.
Perfect. All right. So come see Corey. He'll be in Central Park. Playing some tunes, broadcasting live.
Yeah, well, I'll be there great. From 4 until 6, but as with all the Downtown Thursdays, it's the party's just really getting started around 6 o'clock.
Right,
so,
right.
I know they have more information on the Facebook page for Downtown Owatonna for that one. What else do we got coming up here?
Yes, well, and maybe just a quick note on that, too. So this is... We added the September, meaning Main Street and Lisa and her team, added this Downtown Thursday in September just because there's been a lot of, it's so popular and people want us to do more of them. But what we found is if you space them out and make it a special thing, then that's when you get good turnout. People want more. So 4 of them a year is about the right mix. We did an extra one this year because of the Model T's. Mm-hmm. But so this one will be on Thursday. I believe the band in Central Park is the Divas, which I'm told is they're a great band. And I can't remember who's on the other stage right off the top of my head.
It was a late addition because the original scheduled person couldn't make it.
Okay.
But we got somebody.
We got someone.
But the Divas look awesome.
Yeah, the Divas are at 7 in Central Park. The other band starts at 5. Lisa said she's got over 114 vendors for downtown. So anyway, we hope people will come out. It's right around first days of school for everybody. So last year it was a great way to bring families down and kind of celebrate that too. So that it should be a lot of fun this Thursday, as you said, 5 to about 9 o'clock downtown.
And as of right now, the weather's looking fantastic. It's going to be a great night to be downtown. So,
yes.
And I'm going to work on keeping it that way.
Thank you. Thank you for all your work on that. We appreciate it. Yes. And then Friday, we've got Representative Tom Sexton will be at the chamber office from noon to 1. He's been doing this pretty much since session started. He likes to connect not only with the business community, but others are invited and welcome to attend. It's at the Ted Ringhoffer Conference Room, which is in our chamber office, so people can just come to 120 South Oak, noon to 1 this Friday, and talk to Representative Sexton just on any state issues, and he'll update on things that he's working on as well.
Yeah, and he has told me, too, that this is the time where maybe there's a little bit more time for his staff and such to maybe start working on some of these issues that they can bring up during session. So now is a great time to talk with him and your other representation.
Yeah, even though they're not there year-round, they are working year-round. And so to get stuff figured out for the session, this is a time to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then you also had the growth breakfast.
Yes.
Those are coming back. That seems like we just wrapped that up, doesn't it?
Yeah, we take 2 months off, and it feels like about 2 days. Our first one will be on the 18th of September, and so it's coming up in a couple of weeks. And our first one will have our new school superintendent for Owatonna, Tammy Champa. She's not only going to introduce herself to the business community, but as you may know, the school has a operating levy that's going to go to vote in November. So we're going to hear more about that as well. So that should be a good one.
Yeah, and I'm just going to throw out the plug out there. If you cannot be there for that, Dr. Ciampa is also going to join me. Let's see, it's not next week, the following week. So okay. It might actually be that same week.
Oh, great.
That she's with
All
us.
Right.
So
well, there you go.
I don't have the calendar right in front of me, but yeah, so that's just a quick snapshot of what's happening at the chamber. And we're kind of rushing that along because, like I said, we got a full room here. So,
let's move
Brad, you want to introduce our first guest?
Yeah, we want to thank Tony from Tony's Flooring for being here. Tony's has been a longtime member of the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce, but recently has moved locations and, and anyone who's done a move, either personally or with a business, knows that that's a big deal and a big effort. Not only the work of moving all the stuff, but then making sure everybody knows where your new location is. So, Tony, thanks for joining us today. And maybe just to start off, share where you're now located.
Okay. Well, once again, thanks for having me. Let me give you our new location. So yeah, we are located at 1414 South Oak. So we're directly behind Court Sports, and we're right next to Just for Kicks Dance.
Yeah, easy to find, kind of on the towards the south end of town. And before that, located in the Haberman Building on Mineral Springs Road by Quick Trip there. So that's a spot. If people go there and you're not there, they need to know you are still here. You've just moved to another spot.
Yeah, we were there for almost 11 years. So I think we've had a few people stop there already. And luckily, the signage is still there that shows our new location. Seems like people are finding us okay. So we've had really good response with the new location. Got a lot of good compliments. A little bit bigger, brighter facility. It's allowed us to bring in some more products, some other manufacturers of carpet and tile that we didn't carry before. So yeah, we got quite an expansive portfolio of selection. Flooring.
Yes, you do. Well, we had the Chamber Ambassadors out to see your space, and they were very impressed how open and just easy it is to kind of see the products. Now, obviously, it's in the name. Flooring is what you do. What have you been finding kind of like the trends maybe are? What are people doing in their homes when it's as it pertains to flooring?
Well, we always like to tell people, you know, if it goes on the floor, we've got it and we can put it in for you. But one of, you know, obviously one of the most popular products now are the luxury vinyls, the luxury vinyl planks, the luxury vinyl tiles. They've just really kind of taken over the market. I think a lot of it is they're basically maintenance-free. They're super durable, so they're great for young families with kids and pets. And they come in such a wide variety of wood looks or tile looks that we can pretty much, any decor that you throw at us, we can probably get one that's going to look super in your home.
And you guys get start to finish, right? You'll tear out the old, put in the new, whatever people want.
Yep, whatever they want, we will cater to what they want. But mostly, yeah, we do the job 100%. We'll come in, we'll remove, dispose of what you have. We'll whatever it takes to get that job done. We'll do that. Yep. Yeah,
and carpets too. Obviously, you said anything that goes on the floor, you guys you'll take care of it. Depends what they're looking for, what they want.
Yep, and we do. You know, we're bringing in another. Carpet line into the showroom. That's it's kind of a higher end carpet, very nice, long lasting carpet. And we've got, you know, carpet for all budgets, from, you know, your inexpensive rental properties to stuff that's going to last you 25 years.
And just to set the credentials here, how long have you been doing this now, Tony?
Well, I started on my own as an independent flooring installer in 1993. So I worked for many stores in Owatonna, Waseca, Faribault, Mankato over the years, and it just kind of was a natural progression as I got a bit older that maybe I shouldn't spend so much time on the floor and maybe maybe a little more time in the showrooms trying to sell the product.
That makes perfect sense. Can understand that. Well, that's great. Congratulations on making the move. Tell people again how to the location, and then also where else they can find you as far as phone and web and all that stuff.
Yeah. So once again, we're at 1414 South Oak, right behind Court Sports, directly next to Just for Kicks Dance. You can find us on the web, tonysflooringmn.com. You can find us on Google, on Yelp, any search that you can do. We're Facebook. We try to keep that page up to date. Maybe need to do a better job on that. But, yeah, any search engine will bring you right to us.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Tony. Tony's flooring. Again, he's only been doing it since 1993. He knows what he's doing. New location near Court Sports. And, Tony, thank you for jumping on with us today and all your support you give the community. Appreciate it.
Yeah, again, thank you for having me.
All right. And like I said, we got another guest here, but right now we got to get to our break. And we'll continue on with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce and your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna right after this on Cal's 100.9. And we're back with your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cal's 100.9. Corey Hargith here with you with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. And I know we're going to run short on time here, so Brad, I'm just going to turn it right back over to you.
All right.
And you can introduce our second guest for today.
Thanks, Corey. Yes, so we're thrilled to have Tana Mechanical here. Mike Jortz with Tana Mechanical, new member of the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce. Welcome aboard, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's start with the name, Tana Mechanical. It sounds pretty close to Owatonna.
Yeah.
Tell us about that and the history.
So, yeah, hence the name. We're meant to be here. So we recently opened up our warehouse here in Owatonna, our second location at 631 North Cedar Avenue. Tana started in 1975 here in Owatonna as Tana Refrigeration. It changed ownerships, I believe, in the early 80s, and they bought another company in Rochester, and they grew in Rochester. They were no longer here in Owatonna, but they kept the name. Hmm. Now, just this year, 2025, they opened up their second location with our owners that they've been owners since 1994. They're Mensink brothers.
Okay.
Patrick Murphy took over from his father. They opened up their second location. They hired me about a year and a half ago to kind of spearhead the whole thing because I am born and raised here in Owatonna.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Back to the roots.
Yes.
And they get a guy who was born and raised here. That's like the double whammy.
I'm very
happy
to be working here. I have my grandparents are still in town, aunts and uncles, cousins. I have family here. And when I talked with Tana originally, it was all about supporting this community with the growth that's been happening.
And you've been doing that. You've been at Downtown Thursdays.
Yep.
You've been visible in the community.
Yes.
You've been doing those
yep.
things, which is great.
Yep. And we're working with the chamber we just hired our first apprentice here from Owatonna.
Nice.
Born and raised in Owatonna. So we want to get the young folks coming up if they want to go into plumbing or electrical or HVAC. We're a good service company to work for.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about that too. What are the things you guys are typically doing or working on or selling?
So furnaces, air conditioners for your home, plumbing for your home. We also have a commercial division, so we work on all different types. We actually do all of the quick trips here in town and. All over southern Minnesota, actually.
Hmm.
We want to keep people comfortable. That's our game.
That's a big account.
Yeah.
Quick trips. They're everywhere.
Yeah, we got the quick trip one. We've been doing
one.
That. We've done some work for Moe's Construction.
Yeah.
We've done a good amount of commercial work. We're working right now with Jenny O's up in Faribault.
Okay. Yeah.
For your home, for the residents around here, furnaces, air conditioners, plumbing. We've partnered with Four Seasons Electric. They're doing a lot of our electrical work for us, which is nice.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Perfect. That's great. And so you mentioned earlier on about the move back, so to speak, to have a second location in Owatonna.
Yeah.
And I think you said this, but growing area, it's nice that your leadership recognizes Owatonna as kind of a next spot for
oh,
the company.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did were you involved in that? Did you help sell this, or did that happen?
No, they came to me with that, and I that was very appealing to me. Owatonna is growing. I'm with the apartment complex is going up with the businesses that have came to town since when I was young. A lot more people come into town and in a nice area for us to work.
Yeah. Fish.
1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Oh, yeah. That's why you're holding the figure. All right, perfect. He's timekeeping us. All right, Mike, we have 1 minute left. Why don't you tell us again where people can find you and the best way to get a hold of you guys.
So calltana.com. If you go to our website, you can do anything on there. You can apply for financing, find any of our – we have multiple numbers you can get a hold of us on. We have a 24-hour call center. So you can always get a hold of us if there's an emergency or if we have to schedule something for early morning the next morning. But we have technicians on call. Our office main line is 507-288-1908. Or you could come by 631 North Cedar Avenue and pop in on me, and I'll be there most likely unless I'm out at a home.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
That's great, Mike. Thank you so much. Tana Mechanical again. Fairly new to the community, but not really, because they found it here and they're back. So
we're
thank
back.
You.
Love
thank
it.
You, Mike. Mike's from Owatonna as well. Appreciate you being on with us today. And we also
thank you for having me.
Tony from Tony's Flooring was on before the break. Fish, anything else before we wrap up today?
If you want to talk to Mike in person, he's right on Cedar, his booth on Downtown Thursday, Cedar and Broadway on the west-hand side there.
Yep, right by Central Square.
All right. Perfect. I told you that time was going to go by fast.
It went fast.
All right, but we do got to put a wrap on it here for your community connection here for this week. Your Linder Farm Network at Midday Farm Review is coming up here at 12:30. The John Partridge is in with you all the way up through the afternoon here on Cowles 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith. Have a good one.